Well, good morning, everybody. Morning. So it's my pleasure, really, to have the opportunity to speak with you this morning on behalf of the Board of Elders. And it's really to talk about this campaign called Impact. And, you know, if we start first with Psalm 105, it tells us to give thanks to the Lord, to call upon His name, and to make known His deeds among the peoples. And so Impact, the name of the campaign is Impact, and it isn't really only a capital campaign or a project campaign. What it is a campaign over the next 2 months, 8 weeks, that's going to be rolled out. It's a campaign of prayer. So the board is encouraging the congregation to this prayer campaign, and really it's a result of many years in the making. If we think back to it was 1998 that we came up with banners of making known the greatness of God, and how is that reflected in our lives and in our work and in our love? And so it's on that backdrop that we're blessed to be in London. London continues to grow. It's estimated at 3,000 people a year. If you try and traverse the streets, it seems like more on any given day. But so then we think to ourselves, well, you know, if we're fortunate to have all these people coming to London, then what are we called to do? How is the Lord leading us to impact the people of London that are here and the people of London that are coming? And so in 2004, if you think, you know, we began to work on this, we began to articulate our focus a little more clearly and identified sort of three, if you will, phrases. So they're listed. Making a greater impact on London is one of them. Becoming more all about missions is another. And then lastly, developing leaders for the future. So 2006 is here, and we continue our desire to seek and discover the Lord's will and direction on these things. Again, it's a question of impact for London, for the world, and really for Jesus Christ. And so the Board of Elders is calling the church to join us in praying more diligently over the next 2 months' time. How can we make more of an impact on London? How can we be more all about missions? And how can we be about developing leaders? And so, you know, for all these years, the Board of Elders, we've been thinking about it, we've been discussing it, and we've been praying about how to accomplish these goals for Christ and our church. And so if you think about the 3 points, more all about missions, what have you been working on? Well, you've heard about the short-term missions that are the trips that are coming out of London, the opportunity to serve there, as well as we increase our connections with missionaries around the world. And at the same time, we've been simultaneously thinking about and working on, well, what about developing leaders? What about impacting London? And so we're rolling out, if you will, a project. And the next slide will sort of have a depiction of it. They're at the back. They're around the sides. And so these are schematic drawings of what potentially could be the building project. You know, and I said this morning, I mean, we're still in negotiations. I don't know which wing is for the chairman of the board, but you can all vote on that and see which one you think should be mine. But in summary, you know, the elders are going to pass out at the end of the service a brochure, and the brochure outlines the visions for the individual ministries. And it's very important as we sort of work and collectively, as we start to pray about this, understanding what are the vision that we're casting, what are the various ministries casting for their visions. And we want to be clear. You know, Psalms tells us that unless the Lord builds this house, they labor in vain who build it. And so, you know, it's our intention to lead the church in a discovery of the will of God regarding this project. If it's God's will and good pleasure that we should be successful, then we'll throw ourselves into it. We all will wholeheartedly. And if it's not, then we want to have clear direction on that as well. So the next slide will outline some of the specific how the prayer campaign is going to roll out. So there's going to be 2 Sunday evenings. They're going to be whole church prayers. One is in 3 weeks and one's a month later. The week following that, we're going to be dedicating ourselves to prayer in the small groups and individually. And the cell groups are going to be visited. Small groups will be visited, cell groups by 2 elders, and other small groups will try and touch. And for those that don't have that opportunity, there'll be a meeting on a Sunday evening in mid-November, sort of another information. So what we're trying to do is just bathe the issue in prayer, bathe it in information, and try and get the Lord's leading and direction on this. So with that in mind, I'm going to ask Steve Gaunt to come forward to pray for us. Steve's graciously agreed to be part of this campaign. You'll see both of us up here at different times over the next couple of months. And so Steve's going to pray for that this morning.
I'm going to invite you to join me as we pray together about this. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for the great, great privilege we have of being a part of a church that loves you and seeks to make a difference in the world for you. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunities that we have heard this morning to have a greater impact in London on the people around us who don't know you. For Lord, we recognize that our most basic calling is to make known your greatness to those who don't know you. And so, Lord, we know the fields are ripe for the harvest, and we want to be part of that harvest. Lord, we do pray that you would lead us in your will in regards to the ideas that we have, that the Board of Elders has carefully thought about and prayed about over many, many years. Lord, we pray that you would indeed guide and direct them and us over the course of the next 8 weeks as we devote ourselves to prayer. And I pray, Lord, that you would enable us to give more of our efforts, to be fervent and diligent in our prayer as we do seek your will. We don't want to stumble and fall. We want to do what is right. And Lord, we thank you for the leadership of the elders as they look to you to provide the direction and the guidance. And so, Lord, we pray that you would give us a harvest among the nations so that your deeds might be made known in London and the surrounding area. And Father, we do see the truth that unless you do build the house, unless you go before us, Lord, we labor in vain. And so, Lord, of all the things that we do, we pray that you would go before us. We pray that you would lead us and guide us and direct us. Lord, our life is but a vapor, and it is short, a flower in the field. It's here today and gone tomorrow, so we take great pains to make sure that we're useful with the time that you give us. And so, Lord, we pray that you would allow us to bear much fruit and to impact London, Lord, with the plans we have. We understand, Lord, that the things you give us to use, buildings and other things, are just tools, Lord, and we know that the main point is to bring people to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. For there's no other name under heaven by which a man can be saved. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunities you give us and pray, Lord, that you would guide and direct us, Lord, and that you would lead us as we reflect personally on this over the next 8 weeks, Lord, to consider what you would have us to do and how you'd have us to do it. Lead us in this way, Lord, and we pray all of these things in the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.